Well, today, President Trump commented to reporters on his verbal brawl with former advisor Steve Bannon, saying, "I don't talk to him," and he seems to have changed his tune pretty quickly. Trump was referring to Bannon's complimentary comments about Trump last night on a radio show. This after the president released a scathing statement about Bannon's comments in a forthcoming book, Michael Wolff's Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House, which reportedly details chaos in the White House, White House associates disparaging President Trump, Bannon calling his son's meeting with Russians treasonous and claiming he, Bannon, was really running the show. Trump sent a cease and desist letter to Steve Bannon and another to Wolf and his publisher. And there's other political news, but when we bring in NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro, we have to ask Domenico, how would you rate this story? I mean, how big is this?
You know, it's a pretty big deal. I mean, considering the fact that you have President Trump and a guy who was his former chief strategist, who was on the same line, had top billing over White House chief of staff, then White House chief of staff, Reince Priebus. So, you know, anytime there's this kind of rift and there's this kind of chaos that you see continuing into this new year, that's not good for the Trump agenda, and it's not good for Republicans heading into 2018.
Well, and do you believe what we're hearing? Because the Washington Post, as you know, questions Michael Wolff's credibility, says he sometimes, instead of recreating scenes, creates them whole cloth. But others, we heard from David Folkenflik today saying, we think this is pretty straightforward. And some of the things that we're hearing, for instance, that Bannon thought the meeting was treasonous or that there's going to be investigation of money laundering. I mean, what do you think is politically going to be a bombshell, not just unsettling and gossipy?
Well, you know, Wolf also says he has tapes of some of these interviews, so it'll be interesting to hear who he's got on tape actually making these remarks, because sometimes when things are on tape, it means a whole lot more rather than somebody's paraphrasing or characterization of things. Clearly, this is an explosive book. It's something that's gotten under the president's skin and is not something he wants out there right now.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, there's a lot of other things going on that have been obscured by this, and Washington's also tamped down by this snow. But yesterday, President Trump announced he's disbanding the Voter Fraud Commission that Steve Bannon helped set up. It was established to look for voter fraud. Trump had long claimed without evidence that there was widespread voting fraud. And now he's dissolving the commission that was supposed to look for it.
Yeah, this commission was always something that was sort of looking for something that wasn't there. I mean, they weren't going to find 3 million votes that were fraudulent. It seemed like a vanity project, to be perfectly frank, for the president. But Kris Kobach, who was one of the people in charge of this, is going to take this investigation, he says, within the Department of Homeland Security and is going to continue on with some of this. There was a split among the Democrats and the Republicans on this committee. The Democrats were concerned and upset that they weren't getting the information that they thought they should be getting. They weren't getting all of the information. There were a lot of states that weren't willing to cooperate. We should also remember, when we talk about voting fraud, there was an investigation that was done by the Bush White House back in 2005, 2007, and they found roughly 160 cases or so of potential voter fraud that took place throughout the country. Certainly nothing ever on the scale of the 3 million votes that President Trump lost by in the popular vote in the 2016 election.
Well, and also today, AG Jeff Sessions announced he's rolling back the Obama-era looser guidelines on marijuana. The Justice Department had been instructed not to interfere with states that legalize the drug. On Monday, we saw California legalize recreational marijuana. So what happens there?
This has always been something that a lot of us were curious and wondering, what would Jeff Sessions do as Attorney General? This is somebody who, as a senator, just in late 2016 said and told people during a hearing that good people don't smoke marijuana. So he has a clear ideological view of how this should go. At the same time, the states have flouted federal law. So there has always been this distinction, this difference between these two that eventually at some point would have to be figured out. Either Congress would have to pass a law that was legalizing marijuana. People should realize in 2017, for the first time, a majority of Republicans said that they were in favor of legalization of marijuana, which is pretty stunning. But that, you know, public opinion is not law. And Congress has not acted at this point. The Supreme Court has not weighed in. So it definitely definitely leaves a very tenuous situation. Back in the campaign, President Trump said that he was not in favor of going after these states, that he wanted it to leave it to the states. We'll see how he acts.
Yeah. And also today in Virginia, Republican David Yancey gets to keep his seat in the House of Delegates after state officials broke the tie election by drawing, you know, the name out of a bowl. It was his. This means Republicans will maintain a majority in the state legislature. There was a wave of Democratic victories there in November. Disappointment for the Democrats, but still, that was pretty close to have a name out of a hat. Your sense of that in the few seconds we have?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the thing is, the Democrats had a huge wave in Virginia and in a lot of these elections heading into the end of 2017, which bode well for them, they hope, heading into 2018.
Yeah. Domenica Montanaro, lead political editor for NPR. Thank you as always.
You're welcome.